What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, we are hitting the books, Radiant Icons, okay? It is back to school season. I know, Iconic Girl Summer is no longer here when we're back to hitting the books. I know we're not really excited about it. I'm saying the four words, or maybe it's three, who knows, that we all hate to hear. But honestly, this Tea Time Sesh is packed with iconicness, because whether you are heading into a new semester or you are starting a fresh new chapter in your life, this is your iconic survival kit to slaying the year with confidence. But before we get into all that piping hot tea, make sure to connect with me on socials. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _ on Instagram and TikTok. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials are linked in the show notes below. But anyway, Radiant Icons, let's get to that good stuff, shall we? Because you don't have to just survive this year, okay? No. You can thrive. I promise you, I know it's hard to believe. I know we're all dreading it, but you can thrive. You can thrive this school year. So let's just keep it simple, okay? Let's keep it simple with four powerful rules that will help you stay grounded, will help you stay focused, and will help you be unstoppable this school year. Are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your Tea Time Sesh is starting now. Rule number one, Radiant Icons, set the vibe, set the tone. An iconic day starts with an iconic vibe, because your routine is your runway. Start the day in a way that fuels you. So some ways that that can look like are building a simple morning ritual, like playing your favorite morning playlist that makes you feel like the icon that you are. It could be journaling. It could be stretching. It could be going on a 15-minute walk. It could literally, honestly, just be going outside, taking in the sun, and then coming back inside, right? It could be making your morning coffee, your morning smoothie, doing your skincare routine, and listening to a TED Talk. Whatever it is that you want to become your morning ritual, build it for yourself. Focus on things that fuel your soul and set the tone right. Because remember, you gotta set the vibe, you gotta set the tone. So do things that ring true to you. Another way that you can do this is keeping your space organized and inspiring. You can put sticky notes on your mirrors in the morning. You can put notifications on your phone that when it has your like little alarm that you wanna snooze, no. You're gonna put an affirmation on there, something empowering and inspiring to make you get up out of bed and start your day. And another way is planning your week with intention. You know I love the word intention here on Dare to Be Iconic. You know, we actually have been going through that with our summer reset, right? Going back into that intention that we set at the beginning of this year in January, right? Bring that intention back. Plan your week focused on your intention so you can prioritize what truly matters to you. Now, this one may be a little bit of tough love, but you know what, Radiant Icons? We need to hear it. You and I both. Rule number two is protect your peace, power your mind. Your mindset will make or break your year, point blank and period. Your mindset is the foundation to everything. It truly does set the tone. I love a good mindset shift here at Dare to Be Iconic. And honestly, that's what I attribute all of this Dare to Be Iconicness, right, in my life, because the foundation that I set for myself was rewiring my brain and reframing my thoughts. That mindset shift changed everything for me on my Dare to Be Iconic journey. And that is the same thing to say when it comes to approaching a new school year. Your mindset will be the foundation on how you approach every single challenge and obstacle and scenario and situation during this entire academic year. Speak kinder to yourself if that is something you are not doing. Replace "I can't" with "I am learning," because we all are learning. no matter who you are in life, we are all learning. Whether you're a freshman in college, a high school senior, or a 26-year-old girl honestly trying to figure it out, we are all learning. So replace the I can't with I am learning, because you are your biggest cheerleader in life. So talk to yourself like it. And when things get chaotic, because I promise you they do, you need to pause and reset. Even if it is literally just 60, honestly 30 seconds of your day to do some deep breathing, it will allow you to get back into your body. It will allow you to become one with yourself and really get rooted back into your intention to start speaking kinder to yourself, to rewire your brain and reframe your thoughts so you can have that mindset shift of, I know things are going chaotic now, but you know what? It's going to be okay because I got this, right? Again, you are your biggest cheerleader. So talk to yourself like it. So when things get chaotic, you know you need to pause and reset so you can get back to that mindset, right? That we are working on so we can protect our peace and power our mind. Now it's times like these, Radiant Icons, where I wish Dare to Be Iconic existed for College Amanda, because College Amanda needed rule number 3 in her life. She truly needed to hear it, because damn, it would save her so much time, so much aggravation. Rule number 3 is study like an icon, not a robot. It is not about studying harder, Radiant Icons, okay? Do not do what I did. Do not be a robot when it comes to studying. Do not do what I did in college. It's not about studying harder. It is about studying smarter. Studying is iconic when it reflects how you learn best. So some ways that could be is using color-coded or visual notes to stay engaged. I know for me, one of my favorite note-taking methods is color coding. I love a good color coded system that helps me stay engaged. I love highlighting text, and I love being like, oh, if it's this point, it's blue. If it's this point, it's green. If it's this, it's yellow. I love that. That helps me stay on track. That is iconic to me, so that I'm studying like an icon and not like a robot. The second thing that I'm going to suggest is finding your focus window and protecting it. Protecting it is the key point in this rule, okay? You need to protect your focus window, okay? If you are living with roommates and you know that your focus window is like 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. or it's like midnight to 3 a.m. or it's 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., block that off in your calendar. And if you're with roommates, put it on that dry erase board that's on the fridge. In every college apartment, you'll see that dry erase board on the fridge where everyone's like, this is what I'm doing and this is what I'm doing. Put your dedicated study time, put your focus window on there and say, leave me alone. Put something on your door. Put do not disturb on your phone. Put do not disturb on your laptop. Do not let anyone take away that peace. Let everyone know that that is your time to study and do homework. That would have saved me so much aggravation in college. So please, if you're going to do anything from this episode, from this tea time sesh, please let it be that one. Please let it be that one for College Amanda, okay? She's going to thank you, okay? All right, okay, I promise. Now, the last one is, don't go at it alone, Radiant Icons. You are in college. You are in the best human experience of your life, right? You are meeting so many people because, again, your network is your net worth. You are in these classes with millions and millions of people. Make friends with the stranger sitting next to you. Make friends with the really smart kid in class that's always asking the really smart questions. Make friends. Talk to people. Get their numbers. Go to study sessions. Go to the TA. Ask for help. If you do not know what is going on in class, please, for the love of God, go to the study session. Go to the office hours. Talk to the TA. Make friends with the people in your group. If you have those, like, I know when I was in the College of Business at UCF, we had these classes. I don't even remember what they're called, but we had, like, we were always in groups for them. Make friends with those people. Get their numbers, because if there's one day where you miss class, or if you don't understand something for an assignment that's coming up, or if you want to know how the tests went for them, you can text them. You have a friend in that class. You have an acquaintance. You can make friends with them later, but you have an acquaintance, okay? Get their numbers. Talk to people. Your network is your net worth. Those people will help you out. Not everyone is scary in college. I promise you, we all just want to succeed and get the grade. We all want to succeed and get the grade, okay? We are all there for the same end goal. We are there to pass that class. We are there to pass that class and get that credit because college is too damn expensive to fail it and retake it, okay? That's the honest truth. That is the honest truth. I had to take macroeconomics 3 times in my life. 3 times. And I said, you know what? I'm going to give up. I'm going to give up and take microeconomics. Microeconomics was the best decision. I actually understood that one. I only had to take it once. But I wasted so much money taking macroeconomics 3 times because my ego was too big and I didn't want to talk to anyone. And I didn't want to ask for help. Don't do what I did. You don't have to figure it out all by yourself. If you don't understand something, ask questions. Ask questions. Make friends with the people who are asking questions. Make friends with the people in your group. Get their numbers. Create group chats. Go to study sessions. Literally talk to them. You are not in college alone. Focus on that networking piece of making friends. You never know how it's going to help you in life, especially when it comes to that test. Not that I'm saying you're cheating. No, no, no. I don't condone cheating. When it comes to the test, they're able to tell you, hey, I didn't, you know, it was hard. It was hard. I'm just preparing you. You may cry. You know how many friends I was able to, what was that class? Managerial accounting. I hated managerial accounting. Okay, I hated that class. Barbara, my professor's name was Barbara. Barbara was so sweet, but I hated that damn class. And I had around like 4 friends in that class. And I remember them always texting me because they would end up taking the test before me. Because there's a window, right? You can take it from like a Tuesday to like a Friday or something. And you just take it whenever, you know, in that test window when it's available for you to go to the testing center. And I remember I'd be like, hey, like, how was the test? Like, how do you feel? You did this and that. Or they would tell me and they'll be like, yeah, no, it sucked. Or yeah, no, it was great. I mean, no one ever said it was great. We all hated that class together. But that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is basically they're able to tell you, like, do a pulse check of like, yeah, no, you may come out of that class crying. I remember one of them or that test crying. I remember there was one test for managerial accounting where they're like, that one's really hard. Like, you are definitely going to cry coming out of it. Like, I promise you, like, you're going to cry. And I was like, okay. I was like, it can't be that bad, right? I was trying to be positive. No, I sobbed after that test. I walked out of the testing center into my ex-boyfriend's arm and I sobbed my eyes out. It was so hard and they were right. That pulse check was right. But yeah, make friends with the people in your classes. That's the end of rule number 3. I love me some rule number 4 because it's about my favorite social media platform in this entire world. It's my favorite topic to talk about. So let's just get into it. Rule number 4 is build your personal brand on LinkedIn. Yes, do it now. Radiant icons, because you do not need a job title to start building your personal brand on LinkedIn. Mm-mm-mm. I know what you're going to say, Amanda, isn't LinkedIn just for professionals and like that's where you post just your career updates and all this stuff? No, 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 no. Build your personal brand on LinkedIn because there is a need for content. Your network is your net worth. And you're going to do it on LinkedIn. You're going to do it on LinkedIn because LinkedIn is your secret weapon. No one else is on LinkedIn and using it to its advantage that you need to use it to in order to move forward in your professional career and your personal branding. LinkedIn is that girl. She is that girl and it changed my life. And I wish someone told college Amanda to take LinkedIn seriously. So I'm not going to give away all of my LinkedIn secrets because I will be doing a LinkedIn masterclass next year in 2026 because the icon of LinkedIn is ready to share her tips and tricks in detail. And that will be next year. But for now, so you can start at least building your personal brand and experiment with it before you join me in that masterclass next year. This is what you're going to do. The first one is updating your LinkedIn profile. I know that sounds basic. I know everyone's going to tell you that, but you need to update your LinkedIn profile. And this is how you're going to do it. You're going to write a headline that showcases your passion. I know mine is something like empowering young women to unleash their potential, break barriers, and embrace their iconic selves. It goes so much with my brand and business, and it tells you exactly what you're going to get from my LinkedIn page and what I do. Point blank and period, that's what your headline should look like. It should show your passion and the content that you are going to create. After that, you need to upload a headshot photo and a cover photo. Do not just do a headshot photo and no cover. Do not do that. Do not do that. I swear to God, Radiant Icons, do not do that. Don't do that. Do not do it. You're going to put a headshot photo that represents who you are and your brand and your business. For me, I use the same Amanda headshot that I use across all my social media platforms, which is the one that's right behind me. If you're watching the YouTube version, it's the F1 Girlies magazine cover. It's that purple photo with the purple boa. And I'm like looking to the side. It's like, it's so Amanda, right? You're associating Dare to Be Iconic and me with purple and sparkles and glitter and boas and all that. And that's true. That is the Dare to Be Iconic color. That's the Dare to Be Iconic vibe. That's who I am, right? That's my headshot photo. Then my cover photo is going to be an extension of that. It's going to be purple. It's going to have a call to action on it. It's going to literally be an extension of my headshot photo and an extension of my brand. So when people click my LinkedIn profile, they know exactly who I am and what they're going to get. After that, you're going to start sharing your journey on LinkedIn. You are going to share every win, whether it is small or big. Share it. Use your voice. Talk about the things that matter to you. There is such a demand for content on LinkedIn, and that is what you need to do. You need to start sharing your journey and using your voice. Just do it. Start sharing your story in a cadence that makes sense to you. So whether it's one time a week, two times a week, whatever it is, don't burn yourself out. People want to feel like they're going on a journey with you. Do that with LinkedIn. That's how you build your personal brand. And the last thing I'm going to say, I'm not going to go too much into it right now because this is one of my favorite topics, and I'm going to go more in depth on this particular part in my masterclass next year. So definitely make sure to keep your pulse on that. It's obviously going to be on social, so make sure you're connected with me on there on the Dare to Be Iconic page. It's at Dare to Be Iconic _ on Instagram and TikTok. And also be a part of the Radiant Icon Club on the broadcast channel on the Amanda page. It's at Amanda Policelli _ there. But the third step is start networking intentionally. School counts too. Just like I said in rule three, again, your network is your net worth. Making friends with those people in your class, you never know how it's going to help you out in life. Get those numbers, talk to those people, create your network, because you, again, never know where it's really going to help you out in life. It's the same thing with LinkedIn. You need to network intentionally. You need to lead with your intention. Where do you want to go? Where do you see yourself going? How can you get to that place, right? Who do you need to talk to? Who do you need to connect with to get to that place or that vision or that goal or direction that you want to go in? Who can you learn from? Whose content do you want to see? All of that starts with networking intentionally when it comes to LinkedIn. And again, I will talk more about that in my tips and tricks when it comes to networking intentionally in the LinkedIn Masterclass, which will be in early 2026. So make sure to keep your pulse not only here on the podcast, but on my socials and the broadcast channel. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you already know we love more Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. But honestly, you guys, I hope that you enjoyed today's back to school survival kit. I know back to school season is not the most exciting, but honestly, this year you're gonna kill it because this is your year to own. It truly, truly is. And if any of these rules helped you as you are starting this new semester or starting this new chapter of your life, please make sure to let me know. Send me a DM. I can't wait to see all the pictures. Please keep me updated. I love when you guys DM me about everything that's going on and how episodes have helped you. And you send me pictures of your life. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Please continue to do it. Now, let's talk about next week real quick, or the next coming weeks, I should say. We are entering a new era for Dare to Be Iconic starting next week. And if you are on my socials, then you'll get a sneak peek of what that era is. And honestly, I'm so excited. It's been a long time coming, and it's something that honestly no one expected, but I'm so happy that it happened. And I cannot wait to share this wild, wild, wild journey with you guys and this new era for Dare to Be Iconic, because it's honestly so radiant. And I can't wait. I can't say anything else because there's just too much and I don't know how to say it cleverly yet. So just stay tuned to the Dare to Be Iconic Instagram because you already know it's going to be so iconic and it's going to be wild. And I just can't wait. All right, you guys. I'll talk to you guys next week. Remember, radiant icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.